The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 19th day of March, 2020, folks. Now, here's the background on this story coming out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia literally is going lawless, and it's official this time. Restaurants are closing, toilet paper's flying off the shelves, arrests are being put on hold. Is there an end to the madness of the coronavirus has inflicted to our country? In Philadelphia, crimes are no longer being treated as crimes, as law enforcement has been instructed to stop making arrests. It's not a joke, folks. This is serious. A decree has been sent down from, ironically, named Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Yeah. For police to stop arresting people who commit nonviolent crimes, they are instead to hold suspects in their cars and issue warrants for future arrest, assuming law enforcement can find them later, that is. All narcotic offenses, theft from persons, retail theft, theft from auto, stealing from a car, stealing a car, okay, all bench warrants, vandalism, economic crimes, bad checks, fraud, so on and so forth, and the prostitutes are going to get a break. They're going to be out there on the corner. But how are they going to deal with the coronavirus? I guess there's going to be a run on prophylactics. Officers who encounter, and this is official, it's coming directly from the police chief herself. Officers who encounter persons who would ordinarily be arrested for these offenses and processed at Detective Division immediately following arrest will adhere to the following procedures. Temporarily detain the offender for a length of time required to confirm the person's address. And then guess what you get to do? You let them go. Drug dealers, car thieves, prostitutes, essentially ticketed with an order to appear in court, for arrest at a later date. It's the honor system with the thieves, folks. Jeez. I'm sorry. Though that is not necessarily described in the warrant they receive. Instead, they will be found when the commissioner decrees it okay to book people at the police station again. It is understandable that leaders across the country are making an effort to put an end to the coronavirus as best they can. Well, crime is crime, folks. And some of the offenses on the no-arrest list seem a little bit too serious to deem worthy of release for the suspect. Now think about this. If they arrest people and they throw them in jail and they have the coronavirus, guess what? At that point in time, they're not necessarily wards of the state, but they're duty-bound, to find treatment for that person. And I don't think they want to do that with a criminal. They may give them a free pass on the streets, but they don't want to mollycoddle them, and they don't want to make sure they're all nice and comfortable and give them proper medical care. I'm sure Philadelphia doesn't have the money for that either. I mean, folks, this is how bizarre this is getting. This is how out of touch. And it's, Mike, I just had a sudden thought here. Remember there were many stories about how best to affect the population of America. Do you remember the stories about putting LSD in our water? Is that what they're doing right now? Are people tripping out there? Is that what's going on? Because they sure, me sitting from my chair right here, it seems like they have gone bat crap crazy. Oh my God. I am astounded. This is nothing but a contagion of fear, folks. That's what's going on here. We have an article, by the way, and this thing is way, 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 way too long. I've never... You know which story I'm referring to? Chuck Baldwin's story? How long does that thing... Were you able to post it up, the entire thing? They have another one that's longer than that? Well, okay. But at any rate, that is posted, and it's worth a read. I read about half of it today. But it is worth your read. And again, that's on republicbroadcasting.org, entitled Contagion of Fear. And, you know, I mean, folks, these people are, regardless, see, there used to be constraints on this sort of thing. You know, is it legal? Is it lawful? You know, let's weigh the difference between protecting the public and violating their rights to hell and back, which essentially this is basically doing. Well, if you're one of those people who went in there and cleaned the last 4-pack of toilet paper out of the store, the Knights of the Road are to the rescue. Trucking Association president promises store will stay stocked during coronavirus crisis. Mm-hmm. America's trucking industry wants people to know that despite fear surrounding the coronavirus epidemic, they can count on grocery store shelves being stocked and other goods being delivered. Oh. You don't say. The American Trucking Association issued a statement yesterday promising that supply chains would remain intact no matter the issue facing the country. The coronavirus pandemic invokes fear. That's understandable. We're confronted with a novel virus that represents a serious threat to public health, the ATA president and CEO Chris Spear said. He went on to say, We're also faced with uncertainty. Uncertainty gives rise to misinformation, and it's in these environments that rumors run rampant. Hysteria, more so than the underlying, I like this guy. Holy mackerel. See if we can get him on, the ATA president, by the name of Chris Spears. See if we can get him on the show. I like this guy. He says, we're also faced with the uncertainty. Uncertainty gives rise to the misinformation. And it's in these environments that rumors run rampant. Hysteria, more so than the underlying challenge, is often what fuels public fear. It reminds me of 9/11. In the immediate wake of that horrific attack on our country, the things we didn't know outweighed the things that we did. Those unknowns gave room to falsehoods and rumors spread like an epidemic. Spear then urged Americans to unite against a common enemy in the coronavirus, and promise that the country's logistic workforce is up to any challenge presented to them. Thank you. There is plenty of food, water, medicine, fuel, and yes, toilet paper in our supply chain. The empty shelves temporarily seen are simply the result of a surge demand as Americans rush to stock up. They've been quickly restocked as carriers and retailers adjust to the whims of the market. Truckers don't deal in fear. They have a job to get done. They get up, hop in the cab, and take to the road. Truckers always deliver, even when there is a natural disaster or expanding crisis, he continued. Like those crises of the past, this coronavirus pandemic too shall pass. After a period of disruption to our familiar routines, life will return to normal. And he concluded by saying, I don't anticipate this road will be easy, but I have no doubt we will surpass it. Let facts, not rumors, guide the way, pull together rather than against one another. Put politics aside in the interest of our common good. Above all, keep calm and keep on trucking. I like this guy. I like him. Woo! That is one I didn't give you because I gave you too many at the beginning of the day. Because remember what you said to me yesterday when I came in here? You hadn't even started to post the stories I sent over to you. They're like number 20. Yeah. I'm behind a microphone. Not you. I'll send it over to you right now. That came out of the Western Journal, by the way. And, folks, I'm reminding you. You know, we provide an information service here. Yeah, you get it by voice every day from people like me. But we also have the website for Republic Broadcasting. And you know what you can do? You can go to that website, republicbroadcasting.org, send any of the stories you see there, email it to your friends, neighbors. It doesn't cost you anything. It's information that I vet and a very few people that post information on this site. So we have a tendency not to put up the wacko stuff, okay? Stuff that is verified and stuff that is factual. And every once in a while, we do make a mistake, and then we publicly correct it. Sending that over to you right now, Mike. Any callers? Chance in West Virginia. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. Thank God for those truckers. I was pleased to hear that. John, speaking of Philadelphia, do you think soon the brotherly love in that city will grow by leaps and bounds, huh?
Hey, wasn't that the city that Rocky ran up the steps and, you know, da 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 da.
Yeah, it was. I got one question though for you, John.
Yes.
Do you think the law will stop giving minor traffic tickets and pull people over for minor things in their automobile while they're at it? I don't think so.
I'm waiting for the first dumb cluck to shoot a cop in Philadelphia and go, "Wait a minute, I heard I couldn't get arrested for stuff like this."
I wouldn't be surprised. John, you know, you had I can't recall that guy's name you had as a guest a couple last week, or was it earlier?
Roger Landry?
Yes, Roger Landry. When are you going to have him again? He was really good.
Well, I mean, we're working collaboratively here on some things, and he doesn't do that many interviews. He did Sally's program, El Cordy, last... Uh-huh. Not this past Saturday, I guess it was the Saturday before. And
yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, and that's how I heard of this guy, and I immediately called to get his number, and he and I start talking. And there are certain petals to this rose that we cannot peel back yet for you, but it's going to vastly help this network.
Well, I really like him. He's really informative. He tells it like it is. It was an excellent two shows you had. I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, John, thank you now for taking my call. God bless.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you. All right. Yeah, I'm coming here. Wait a minute. Don't dictate. You're the director, not the dictator. Let me go to Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, John. I'm upset that you praised the ATA guy, because he's nothing but BS and crap. He's the guy that allowed the electronic log to arrest the owner-operator, to arrest the truck driver.
For what? No,
the load should be...
Wait a minute, Mark, here, back up. I was not aware of this. He did what?
We now have electronic logs. Uncle Sam knows every inch of everywhere we go.
Right.
We don't go from the shipper to the receiver anymore. We got to go through Uncle Sam, and it's BS. And that guy allowed it to happen.
Well,
he praised it.
Now, are you talking about them being licensed and given permission by the Department of Transportation?
No. We went from paper to electronic. Every move we make is logged. Every meal we take is logged. Every sleep we take is logged. We can't move freight without Uncle Sam's permission. And that guy let it happen. This is slavery, John.
Well, what? Okay.
This is the end,
Mark,
of freedom.
Mark, okay. Are you a truck driver?
Yes.
Okay. Now, they went to electronic log rather than the paper one. And I've seen the paper logs before, and some of these guys don't write too clearly. and I've even seen cops standing alongside the road with logbooks in their hands, flipping through them, and somebody hit a big puddle and splashed the hell out of them. Well, okay, but on your point, you're saying that it went digital, and everything is logged. There's sleep breaks, downtime, everything.
Everything, even to the fork on the trailer. Everything. Everything is tracked and logged. We're not free, John.
Well, okay, but Mark, okay, nobody's free in this country. Everybody is being ruled and regulated and given permission, and it's all illegal until you seek their permission and you're granted permission. This is the end result over regulatory asshats, and they're in there regulating the hell out of everything. Now, what if, okay, I don't know. I would like to speak to this gentleman on that subject, and I will do that if I schedule him out on air, and I will ask him the reasons why he did that. And I can just about bet you that this thing was front-loaded with a whole crap load of threats. In other words, you know, you guys are going to do this in the trucking industry. Otherwise, you see what I'm getting at here?
We shoot you.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
it's like the IRS agent. It's like the IRS. They have no facts, no evidence. They keep taking your stuff.
Well, and
that's what's happening.
And Mark, and that's across the board. And you're exactly right. Anyhow, I'm going to talk to this guy, and I'm going to try to get him on air. And you know what I'll do, Mark? I'll ask him about that. How's that?
Well, let me say one more thing.
Yeah.
When you cannot sign your blue ink on paper signature, verifying what is true by affidavit, and you got to do it electronically, which is nothing but hearsay, you're dead.
Well,
John, you're dead.
Okay, but that has been accepted in legal circles. There's a term for that. It's called digital signature, I think it is, and that's just as binding as an ink signature. But you know what? You mentioned that. You just mentioned that, and it made me think. Get pulled over by a cop, and he hands you a ticket and tells you to sign it. Well, that's not an admission of guilt. That's just to, you know, guarantee your presence in court. They still make you sign stuff, don't they?
That's another lie. And we got to learn how to stand up for our rights and our freedom and stop signing these things, John. It's just beyond comprehension,
Mark.
They've done.
Mark, you
to
heard.
The truck driver.
You look what they've done to all of us. You heard me earlier say this is enough. Stop this insanity. We need a constitutional government once again. And most people think that our rights, oh, they come from the government. No, they don't. They were only enumerated at the founding of this country, and that was a checklist for the government. It was their "thou shalt not cross this line" list. And look what they've done.
Well, take it back to the militia days and the infiltrators. Because I was there. Might not have shook your hand, but I was there with you in Michigan. And it's the same thing that's happening now. The infiltrator, John, is just a terrible thing.
Well, and we're going to have that problem. But you know what, Mark? I have survived all of these years because I didn't break any laws. The Fed has never come after me. Well, they questioned me, the FBI questioned me on this militia thing, and I said, well, wait a minute here, gentlemen. I said, you do know, your bosses did tell you, that the unorganized militia is completely lawful, and that we have the right to keep and bear arms. I said, you know, we have the organized, you guys got your, you've federally taken over the state guard, okay? So we still have the unorganized militia, and that's ever able-bodied men from 18 to whenever. And it's legal, so why are you questioning about this? They just looked at each other and never asked me another question about it. Everything that I have done all of these years, I've just exercised my rights. That's all that I've done.
John, legal is opposed to the laws of nature and of nature's God. Legal is Satanism. That's what it is.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. We're at break here.
Thank you, John.
Good talking with you, sir. Wayne, Glenn, and others will get to your calls as well. 800-313-9443.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Glenn in the city of brotherly love. Hello, Glenn. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I still have Wayne here. Okay, go, Wayne. Go.
Yeah, hi, John. Good hour there with Mark Anderson. Hey, the reason I was calling was a couple weeks ago I took a screenshot of a Fox News broadcast, and they were talking about the coronavirus figures versus the last flu season from 2018 and 19. And for the last flu season, there were 35 million cases with 34,000 deaths. And as of 2 weeks ago, there were 400 corona cases with 21 deaths. But, you know, you look at the reaction here, which I think is a major overreaction. And I know you've talked about a stock market reset. Do you think there's a chance this corona reaction is masking a bigger sort of a reset along the lines of a currency or banking reset?
Well, I'm going to get into the story here in this hour about the $250 trillion doppelganger we have hanging around our necks. Yeah, it's about market reset. They had to pop that bubble. They had to bring the stock market down because it's wildly overinflated. That was one of the jobs. They did this, and I've not been hearing the question, who's really been orchestrating this? We've been talking about the people like the World Health Organization, We've been talking about what this organization and what that individual is saying. But where did this really all come from? We may never know what secret meetings have been taking place. I don't know. But I do know that this has been globally coordinated, and it's based on nothing. You'd think that if they got a real boogeyman virus out there, that they would have chosen that instead of this coronavirus. And the coronavirus has been around for some time. It morphs. I think there's 7 or 8 different kinds of coronavirus. But this one is evidently not as deadly as they're saying that it is. And thank you, Steve Elkins, for reminding people, look at the numbers. Just check the math. None of this adds up, just as you demonstrated.
Yeah, it really doesn't, John. And that's why I'm thinking it's masking a much bigger issue, which is the currency reset. And it kind of makes sense that they've locked everything down, because when that switch comes, then, again, a lot of people are off the roads. Restaurants are not open to have issues with credit cards and that sort of thing. But the thing I'd like to impress upon folks is, assuming it is some sort of currency reset, please remember, folks, and I'm pretty sure of this, that bank depositors are considered unsecured creditors in legal terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they are. And there's a term called bail-in, which means under these types of circumstances, banks can seize some depositor money to help pay off some of their liabilities.
And where did we see that before? We saw that in Greece, didn't we? People were taking their money out, and then people that had savings accounts and this, that, and the other, the banks just came out and said that this is not your money, it belongs to us.
Yeah, exactly right. And that, the thing is, too, I think I read some of the stories, and people could only take out like $50 to $100 a day. You know, they could have had thousands in there, but very, very limited on withdrawals. So just a few things to consider, but I'll let you move on to your other listeners, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate your call. And here's Glenn from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Yes. Hello, John. Hi.
Hi.
On the later side, I just wanted to point out that you're betraying your age and you have the wrong Toyota sometimes. Yeah, I've noticed a couple times I've heard you saying Corolla virus.
Yeah, and I usually catch myself, and I apologize to Toyota.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because they used to have Corona just simply means crown, of course. So,
right. Or Halo.
You know, you've got Corona beer and Corona cigars and Corona cars. But I remember the Toyota Corona automobile from the 60s and 70s, and they still have the Corolla.
Yeah.
But
You know, that's right. You know, I completely forgot about that. They did have a Corona.
Yeah, the Corona was the smaller one, and then the Corolla was the bigger one.
Right.
I looked them up online. They're very, very boxy back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had to bring that up. I go by Glenn from Philadelphia, but I'm really not from Philadelphia. I'm from the northern suburbs. And just thought I'd mention, things are relatively normal around here. In context. Nothing thus far in the suburbs, things are pretty pretty normal. Yesterday morning at Sam's Club, there was a line for people to get in. They opened at 9 instead of 7, and had employees out there cheerleading and telling people what to do. And
mm-hmm.
The initial, you know, going in was that you could feel a little anxiety among people looking for things. But today at a Costco store, things were, you know, pretty much business as usual. So yes, things are radically changed in terms of what is closed and what's going on, but there's not that undercurrent of panic, you know, in the people. Like the big box stores were careful. Costco's funny; they almost sort of overcompensated. They seem to say, "You want paper products? We'll give you paper products," because they had mountains of paper towels and toilet paper and stuff like that, and people handing it out.
Anything else, Glenn?
Just that. All right, done. Take care.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your call. Well, you've heard it. Evidently, there's not dead bodies stacking up in Philadelphia, at least not yet. Will the fear ever subside? Yeah. Once people figure out that it's all been one gigantic lie.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You gotta find that song by Golden Earring about the trucker that's finding his way home and grinding the gears. It's 4:30. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. And I'm really enjoying your commentary, your callers, and your guest you had earlier, Mark Anderson. I had the opportunity earlier this week, and being self-taught and deeply educated in law, I read through the proposed USA Patriot Act amendments they were planning to put through, written up by Jerry Nadler and, of course, Shifty Schiff, another liar. And I found it replete with doctrine of void for vague, ambiguous word terms, they traditionally do in the legal trade, using these vague, ambiguous words so they can twist them around. Other special reasons they talk about, which means whatever the hell they want it to mean. And if you think that they're going to do any meaningful changes to this thing, absent some perhaps input from We the People to Guillermo Berrios, a.k.a. William Barr, the Attorney General, and perhaps some of the House representatives, which most of them are barred licensed attorney esquires anyway, so it probably will fall on deaf ears when you point out these word art war terms that they use prolifically. It's very dangerous for we the people, because this USA Patriot Act stems from 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961.
Mm-hmm.
It's had several iterations since then that have proved to be extra dangerous, such as part of what they talk about in this amendment of putting some so-called limits and protections on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act sections that address these metadata broad surveillance webs of deceit and dragnets that they can drop over anybody that's connected one way or the other to some pretextual terrorist call.
And do we remember what they used to say about when they were looking into terrorism and then passing laws for national security to keep people safe? Remember, Chris, what they said, that we have to balance freedom against protection? That's the term that they used.
I think that's the same restatement of what Benjamin Franklin and maybe Tom Jefferson also said. You can't trade freedom for protection, because you'll have neither.
That's right. That's exactly right. But see, but here again, it's the same kind of mind control programming. Because what did they convince the people of? Well, we have terrorism, and you know, we've got to put these people at the TSA. We got to make sure that people aren't getting on board our planes with bombs. You know, all these measures are just here to protect you. And a lot of people begrudgingly, and you remember I remember down here when they first installed the TSA, just about, the reporters are out there interviewing people, and people are going, well, you know, this is an inconvenience, but I'm sure they're doing this because, well, they know there's a threat and they're trying to curb it. See, again, these are the people not questioning that authority and really vetting it out. They're just going along with it. And this is a disease. It ain't the coronavirus that's the disease. It's the uneducated, unwashed masses in this country. They're a bunch of just walking zombies that don't know their butts from a hole in the ground and really don't realize the blood, sweat, and tears that went into winning this type of freedom for that individual. They just don't get it. And once it's gone, they ain't never going to get it back.
John, I agree with you 100% about that. And I recall with some specificity the precipitating acts that supposedly brought in the TSA, and I'm convinced they were government precipitated events, false flags, crisis event managed productions, with Jose Padilla, the so-called shoe bomber.
Right.
We all have to take our shoes off when we go through the scanner. Then later, Andrew Metallop, the underwave bobber from Times Square, tried to set one other guy tried to set his underwear on fire. These people were diminished capacity, like the FBI always likes to find to do these dastardly deeds so they can claim they captured a terrorist. However, I'll point out, because having been placed on the terror watch list myself, I've done quite a bit of investigatory work on my own into what constitutes actual terrorism, and there must be some physical violent act that you've carried out or done a substantial effort to carry out with others to put people's actual lives in danger to be a terrorist.
Well,
I've
got to move on quickly here, because I want to get to this article. This is important to people here today about the real debt crisis in this country. Chris, if you would do me a favor as you're doing your researching and reading, make some notes, would you? And come back on the air and share your findings, because I think you're the only one that I know that has completely went through that act. So let me know.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to hearing your other items that you're looking into. I agree. This is a big cover-up to hide the gangster bangsters thieving and stealing money. I can tell you, John, that I know for a fact that they have stolen quadrillions of dollars.
Sure they have.
From Americans and other countries around the world, and they've hidden in these off-core
depository
thrift corporations.
Chris, hence the coordinated effort worldwide. All the countries, all the stocks, and all the funny money countries are doing the same thing. Thank you for your call.
Absolutely.
All righty, sir. John. Thanks. Dave in Nevada. Let's go with Nevada again here. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, John?
Good.
I hope you're not mad at me. I actually went out and bought some toilet paper. And
Wait a minute. I thought you were the rugged outdoors type. I thought you were using fistfuls of leaves before. You actually broke down and bought some toilet paper.
Well, I'm a little spoiled out here, you know. some of the necessities of life, so to speak. But I wanted to address something about this kind of hysteria revolving this virus. I don't know if you listen to Jeff Renz very often, but he has a program on every night. He talks to a doctor, Henry Nyman,
mm-hmm.
about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because Jeff Renz is very adamant about pumping this virus as like the real deal. And what's interesting is that he has other guests on, and they get into discussions. Last night he got into a discussion with one of his guests, and his guests, they're actually getting into arguments with Jeff Renz over the over how extreme the situation is.
Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on with Jeff Renz, but my friend Vince Finelli, evidently on today's program, Rick Miller, which is one of his instructors, went hand over fist with Vince, is doing the same thing. I haven't heard the show yet, but it's going to air tomorrow. It'll air tomorrow morning on this network because we're delayed one day from GCN, which originates the program.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because he's getting into arguments with like virtually all of his guests.
Uh-huh.
And last night it was kind of comical because they're basically arguing each other for about 15 minutes straight, and it was kind of interesting to listen to. But another thing that I wanted to address was in in California, Gavin Newsom, he was kind of pushing this idea that Californians better be careful because within 8 weeks, 50% of Californians are going to have the virus. That's according to Gavin Newsom. I don't know where he's basing this information from.
Well, here's the deal. There is no basis. They're just piling on the fear. There's no data to support it. They're out there saying anything that they want, and the pariah is the person that questions this. Now, all of a sudden, you're worse than the disease itself. What's wrong with you? Look at all the officialdom. Look at all the help. Look at all the money that's coming. This is a serious issue. Jeff Renz is 75 years old. Maybe the cheese has slid off his cracker. I don't know.
I'm listening to people talk about this, and that's the logic they're using is that it has to be serious, or else the government wouldn't be taking this kind of action.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I hear people saying that.
Yeah. Dave,
they wouldn't be doing this unless they wouldn't be taking all this precautionary measures, which, by the way, they could have taken a while ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're taking all of this, they're pouring all these resources now into this situation because it must be the real deal. It must be.
Yeah, it must
be. They wouldn't be containing us inside of our homes.
And that's the real tragedy about this whole crisis, is the crisis of people's feeble little minds. No logic, no thinking, no brain cell synapse.
No logic.
No logic.
No logic
whatsoever. It's just gone out the window.
Completely gone.
Jump on the panic boat. Here we go.
Yep.
Dave, thanks.
Anyways,
thanks for your call. I appreciate it. John in Little Rock, I'll make you the last call of the day because I got to go over this information. John, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, my old friend.
Huh?
Hello?
Okay, John.
Well, yes.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, I want to... looks like you're going to pay me after all, John.
I'm going to pay you what?
We talked about this. Reparations.
and how do you figure that, John?
Well, every American on April the 1st is going to get a $1,000 check, and another one come May.
Wow.
So your tax is going to pay for that check.
Well, no, that, you know, that's, isn't that kindly of the federal government? They get in there, they trash the economy, give us funny money to deal with, which compiles the debt ad infinitum, and then they're going to turn around and they're going to give you $1,000. Don't you feel vindicated, John? Don't you feel good about that?
Yeah. But see, I really need it anyway because I've been recovering from a heart attack and a stroke back in November when I went to the VA hospital to get operated on.
Yeah, but okay, but
it's been hell to pay bills.
Okay, but what does that have to do with I've got to pay you? I don't get that connection there. Reparations?
Well,
don't tell me. Are you black?
Yeah.
Oh, son of a gun. Give me your address. I have to send you $1,000. I feel guilty.
All right, let me talk to your producer now.
Anything else, John? Anything else you got?
Well, I just want to let you know I won, John.
Okay, well.
My money is coming.
All right, then. Okay.
Give me my money, honey.
All right. You got it, John. Don't hold your breath.
Call a dope man. Same day I get it.
Just don't hold your breath for a personal check from me, okay? Thanks for your call. Who is it? Oh, Ken, I'll take Ken's call. Because Ken is not a guy that goes on and on. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
One of the first interviews that I had heard was Dr. Nyman, you know, from the garlic pill guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to push the garlic pill that it kills all the viruses. And Nyman actually said to him, yeah, but that's in vitro. It doesn't mean anything. And after that, the garlic pill guy grew pretty quiet for a while.
Is this Nyman the guy that came out? Oh, gosh.
The doctor.
Yeah, but there's a product, garlic product he's got out. What is it?
Well, you know.
Allicin C. Is this the guy that invented the Allicin C?
Mm.
Ken?
Is yes.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I called the garlic pill man. I don't know whether he's still having a problem with him or not.
Well, and ironically enough, we were going to carry the Allicin C because a lot of people swear by it. I talked to the Extendivite guy, and he goes, no, I ain't got any problem doing that. So we put it up on the website for sale, and Jeff Rentz got into the mix of this with the distributor and says, you can't send them any. You know, that's mine. Well, it's not his. He didn't invent it. The Neiman guy did. He's trying to maintain exclusive distributorship on that product, and that just pissed me off.
Yeah, I heard him say, I developed that product.
He didn't develop that.
Damn. Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm just reporting.
Well, thank you for that. Ken? I appreciate your call, my friend. Thank you.
Night.
Good night. God. You know, folks, I'm telling you, and this is one thing you can take to the bank, and you won't have to take it back out. Maybe it'll help the banker. This, you're starting to see what things are really about. And more importantly, when people pressed, you learn a lot about yourself, don't you? Pay attention. There is all kinds of education going on here if you have the willingness to look at it. Please. Let me just get on with this. Everything, bubble has burst. And pay attention to this one, folks. It comes from Investment Watch. The fuse is now lit on the $250 trillion debt bomb. The everything bubble has burst. The next crisis, the big one, to which 2008 was the warm-up, is fast approaching. During the 2008 crisis, the Fed did three things. Cut interest rates to zero, making credit all but free for the banks. Not you. For the banks. Implemented large quantitative easing, the QE programs, through which it printed over $3.5 trillion. We don't even know the real figure on it because they won't even tell us how much these bankers buried us in the debt with their chicanery and outright theft. Now, they put over $3.5 trillion in new money to buy assets from large financial institutions, primarily mortgage-backed securities and U.S. government debt. What's that called? Oh, that's right, treasuries that have no yield, but they're telling people, oh, this is safe haven. You can park your money in the treasuries and get what? Nothing. And due to further devaluation of the currencies, you end up with less than nothing. But I digress. Urge the Financial Accounting Standards Board, they call that the FASB, to abandon market-to-market valuations for the banks, thereby allowing the banks to value the debts on their balance sheet at make-believe prices. Now, combined, all three of these policies, particularly 1 and 2, create a bubble in the U.S. Treasuries, forcing yields to extraordinary lows. Treasuries are the bedrock of the global financial system. Their yields represent the risk-free rate of return, the rate against which all risk, assets, stocks, commodities, real estate, etc., you know, tables, everything physical, all right? So when the Fed created a bubble in treasuries, it created a bubble in everything. The entire financial system became mispriced based on false risk profile. Now, you see why I've been telling you that this is a market reset that they had to do? They knew this was there. They did it themselves. They don't want to go out of business. And I've been hearing these predictions, oh, well, this is going to be the end of our economy, and it's going to be a depression for the next 50 years, and oh, woe is us. Oh, shut up. You don't understand the system. You don't get it. These people are not going to put themselves out of business. They're going to keep extracting until you, my friend, look like a little white lily as they extract your last drop of blood. They're not done yet. You still got some left. So hold that fear. I am focusing on the Fed here, but the same policies played out in every major financial system. The European Central Bank, the ECB, employed the same policies in Europe. The Bank of England, that's the BOE, employed the same policies in the UK. The Bank of Japan, the BOJ, which had already been doing both ZERP and QE since 2000, took these policies to even greater extremes. Now, the end result is central bankers created the biggest, most egregious bubble in financial history, a $250 trillion debt bomb, with another $500 trillion in derivatives trading based on its yields. So you see, we're up to the $750 trillion mark, and as I reported years ago, it was between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion. Guess what? I was right. Now, to put all this in perspective, the tech bubble was about $15 trillion in size. The housing bubble, which triggered the 2008 crisis, and what really triggered it, folks, let's be clear about this. Let's stick it in our memory so it never leaves. It was the mortgage-backed securities and the commercial banks that were allowed to get in the speculative market. Heretofore, they were not allowed to. They got in, and you saw that the little thieves did. All right. Now, the housing bubble, which triggered the 2008 crisis, was about $30 trillion in size. I think these figures are way low, but be that as it may. The bond bubble is over $250 trillion in size. Some $50 trillion of this is in sovereign debt. I told you this before, with the rest coming from corporate debt, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and the like. This mountain of debt is categorized based its riskiness, based on its riskiness. Now, not all debt is equal because of the fact that different borrowers have different levels of risk of default. For instance, an oil shale company that needs oil to trade at $60 a barrel is at much greater risk of default than a sovereign nation like the U.S. Now, for simplicity's here sake, we're ignore the auto loan, student debt, and credit card debt to focus on truly the systematically important debt, corporate, municipal, and sovereign and national debt. In the U.S., things rapidly move up the bond food chain. The junk bond, corporate bond market bubble has already burst. Now, the bubble is less risky. Corporate debt, called investment grade, is about ready to do the same thing. Pop. Further up the food chain, the bubble is high-yield municipal bonds, bonds issued by cities, states, and the like, has also burst. Pop on that one, too. Now, the bad news is that the bubble in investment-grade municipal bonds has also burst. Now, I saw Liz Claman on Fox Business Channel yesterday give the ominous, this is not done with the markets yet, and there are reports that are going to come out. What I'm telling you today is what she didn't tell her listeners yesterday. You paid whore. Sorry, but that's what you are. Continually up there every single day withholding the pertinent information from your listeners, trying to get them to play the stock game, and you have been in abject terror because every day you're up there talking about the coronavirus, aren't you? Yes, you are. And not really the financial state of this country and how we got here. Thank you, Ms. Klayman. Now, this leaves the sovereign bonds, or treasuries. Right now, the bubble in U.S. treasuries remains intact with bond yields within a clearly defined bear market. Bond yields, by the way, fall when bond prices rise. So that bubble, for the moment, is stable, but it's not going to stay there. Now, this isn't the case in Europe. Germany is the largest, most dynamic economy in Europe. As such, Germany is the ultimate backstop for the EU, and German sovereign bonds are beginning to break down. Despite a deflationary collapsing, bond yields of the 10-year German government bonds is rising, meaning those bonds are falling in value. Now, this should not be happening. German bond yields should be falling based on deflation in the system right now. Indeed, just this week, Germany experienced a failed bond auction, meaning not enough buyers showed up to buy its junk. Now, this kind of thing can happen from time to time, but for it to happen during the flight to safety like the one happening right now is a real signal that the EU's bond market is in serious trouble. Now, in light of this, we've reopened the stock market crash survival guide to the general public. And within its 21 pages, we outline which investments will be perform best during a market meltdown, as well as how to take out crash insurance. I had to throw that in there because they were nice enough to give me this information. But be that as it may, folks, I'm telling you, this has all been a cover for the banks and the stock markets. They had to do this reset to give the appearance that, oh, yeah, we had a crisis here. Oh, that's right. People couldn't show up to work, or they couldn't make their payments on their mortgage. Oh, woe is them. But don't worry. The respective governments will open up the helicopter doors and spill out bags full of money to the people. We're going to come to the rescue. Well, you and your clowns in government are the ones that have screwed this economy up beyond belief to begin with by giving us and allowing the funny money people to run rampant through all of our countries worldwide for all of this time. You have seen what they have done. This ain't right. This ain't fair. This ain't even close to being fair. And I want you people gone. And if we're going to have a worldwide market recovery, and if for it to be permanent, give us real things, like real money. You know, for real people that do the real work. While you asshats sit back, conjuring different ways that you can screw everybody out of the last cent in their pocket. Folks, this entire financial system is designed to do one thing, and that's to steal the real wealth of the world, to give you the funny money, and you're out there working for them. Whether you want to or not, they're the only game in town. And by the way, they kill presidents when presidents challenge them, don't they? Holy mackerel. Mike, what are you shaking your head for? Did that make sense, or are you confused? Oh, okay. All right. At any rate, folks, please don't forget us. Please support this network by way of donations. This is not going to last long. Please do not fall for the fear porn out there. And please, say a prayer. Smile at your fellow man. Violence? Nah, not necessary. They would like us fighting each other, wouldn't they? So they can continue their game unabated. Well, it's time that the people turn on their masters, because that's what they have been all of these years. Whether you like that term or not, you have been their slaves. It's time for an emancipation. And I won't even ask you for $1,000. All right. That'll do it for us today. Please, folks, donate. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. Our address is up there as well, our physical address. Or just call Mikey here at 800-724-2719, extension 3.